Okay, welcome to the Dogmen Underground, and today we are going to talk about, again, what I consider to be the superiority of muzzle work, or at least, if not the superiority, the absolute necessity of muzzle work for serious home protection dogs. On this post, I'm including a video. It's a trailer. It's an advertisement by Learberg. Michael Ellis is out of Learberg's. And Ed, can't remember his last name. But anyway, Learberg, they're a well-respected dog training place. And it's a course that I actually paid for and took when I was moving away from the sleeve work. I've used the sleeve. That's what I started out with, like most people in training my guard dogs. But I was never really happy with sleeve work. And when I discovered muzzle work, I just, there's no way I'll ever go back to a sleeve. But anyway, Learberg was the first place that I started to learn things about the muzzle, and then me and Gypsy Stratton became friends, and he was a muzzle master. But there's still things that apply in that Learberg course that you can use. In that little video, though, I one of the things that I kind of want you to notice is, so I talk a lot about is no truth in combat, right? A lot of the training that we see, it's just a game. And the muzzle just opens up a whole new world of opportunities and possibilities that you just would not do with a sleeve. Especially a dog that's been trained and antagonized and developed in defensive drive. Okay, this is real serious stuff now. It's not prey drive type stuff. We're talking about serious dogs that are after the dude. Notice in that video of Learberg's there, when they turn that dog loose, and again, that's attack training, that's not protection training, doesn't matter. Notice where that dog is biting that man. It's all over the place and a lot in the face, right? That's a headhunter dog there. Very difficult to simulate this. This is a real battle that you're seeing with the dog. The dog is really learning how to fight. And notice the dog isn't biting the guy in the arm so much. It's attacking him in the face. It attacks him in the groin. These are natural places. Even like chimpanzees, when chimpanzees attack people, it's the groin, it's the face, and then hands and stuff like that. There's kind of, you know, a natural tendency in that. So it opens up all that kind of realistic stuff that you can do with the muzzle to really engage a person. And and a lot of safety things. Let's say, like, if I'm doing my protection work, if you look at some of my dogs in the automobile, right, and you're having the bad guy talk to you in the car window. And again, this isn't a dog that's been trained in prey drive, used to a sleeve. This is what opens it up. The dog doesn't even know what a sleeve is, doesn't even think about that kind of stuff, and is able to focus on the man. But I just couldn't imagine, you know, with a real serious dog like this, not having a muzzle on the dog. You know, how do you act this out now, right? The guy's going to reach in the car and your dog's going to nail his ass for real. Well, you got to have a muzzle on the dog, right? Otherwise, the guy's going to really get bit, you know. But that's how real the scenarios are, and they're very authentic. And you just would not even do this kind of stuff with a dog, using a sleeve or something like that, or even a suit, because, you know, you're talking about a dog that's going to bite you in the face, or the groin area, or these types of things. So for serious home protection dogs, I know we see so much of the sleeve, but it's really not where it's at, man. And so this is an updated course that Learberg did with this police officer here. I guess they had originally done the course in 2025 or 2005. But what's happening with the police departments, and as we pointed out here, right, we've even shown, you know, real popular band dog programs of dogs that play with the sleeve and aren't interested with the dude, right? The reason I'm pointing this stuff out, because it's a real problem, and it's a real problem in police departments as well. And again, like I said, there's been a lot of instances where the police dog gets a hold of the bad guy, and the bad guy's wearing a leather jacket or something like that, and it slips out of the jacket, and the bad guy runs away, and the dog stays there and plays with the jacket, right? Just like we see, you know, in my commentary that I've made on some dogs on YouTube, just like those dogs do, and I point out. I know they're being advertised as home protectors, but you got to decide if that's what you want, right? To me, that's a problem when the dog goes and plays with a sleeve. it's actually a problem for the police, too, and that's why they're kind of up in their game with at least incorporating muzzle work into their programs now to work on getting, you know, it's if you're going to use sleeve work, it's better to use it later. Don't start a dog out on a sleeve. Start a dog out in the muzzle. You know, that way there's no, you know, it is true. When we're talking about genetics and we're talking about psychology and we're talking about habit forming in our dogs, if you start a dog out playing a game on a sleeve, that's the first pathways when that in that dog's mind of habit formation, right? So under stress, that's always going to be the regress position. You're laying these, you know, first impressions last, so to speak. And habit formation is like this as well. So any of these guys that are telling you, well, we start them out on the sleeve and then, you know, yeah, whatever, man. It doesn't work like that. That's not how the human mind or the dog mind, it doesn't work like that. So if you're going to use a sleeve, use it later in your training. Start the dog out in a muzzle, right? Of course, you start the dog out with a threat display. That's the first thing. Then you get into the muzzle work. And then if you want to do a little bite work in the sleeve to make sure the dog's going to bite, I don't know why people think the dog ain't going to bite, but you know, you could do a little sleeve or suit work. That's kind of what Learberg, what the police are kind of doing or starting to change over. But I'm not just blowing smoke here, man. I mean, this is real stuff, and I hope you guys are seeing that. I'm showing you the police dogs that are getting stabbed, right? I have a whole series in the category section of videos, you know. It happens every day, just about. And it's because of this type of training that I'm talking about. So when you're watching these YouTube experts with their supposed protection dogs and Sentinel, which is a guard dog, Sentinel-type dogs that you're watching play with the sleeve and show no interest in the dude, and even sometimes I've watched videos where the breeder gives the go word, right, to turn the dog on, and the dog does absolutely nothing. That's all a problem. And, like I said, so here's some more stuff about the muzzle and why I use the muzzle, and the muzzle to me is way superior, to the sleeve. There's just no doubt about it for, you know, I almost think that's not like a matter of personal taste, like what kind of ice cream you like. I almost think that's like an empirical objective reality that the muzzle is superior to a sleeve when it comes to authenticity of training a home guardian dog. Not a hog dog, not a police dog, but a serious home guardian dog that you're going to be working in defensive drive, doing civilian work without equipment. Wow, the muzzle is just amazing. I'll tell you another thing. The psychological change you will have in a dog when it hits a man with a muzzle over his sleeve is very different. Let me explain this just a little bit. Me and Gypsy used to talk about this. So normally a dog, you know, in a lot of ways, they think that people are kind of like gods. You know what I mean? and they do. When a dog is biting a sleeve or biting a suit, all that, you have that insulating factor between you and the dog, of course. Why? Because a human body is very soft and very frail, and you can't have dogs really biting you, right? So the dog never really gets the idea, the sensation of how frail and soft a human being is when they're biting a suit and they're biting a sleeve. When they hit you with that muzzle, and I tell you, I've seen the psychological change in my dogs after they've hit. Oh, the confidence level in the dog is palatable. Because they realize just how soft this mojofoya is, right? Oh, man, I'll whoop this dude. It's incredible. Because they get to experience just how soft and frail a human body is. So the muzzle is, that's what we're doing here, over on the muzzle. That's what it's all about. Or not using a muzzle at all and really developing a really serious threat display. That's where 90% of my time is spent on threat display and, you know, doing muzzle work, keeping the dog at my side so it's not running off and chasing. That's the difference between this type of work that we're seeing here, which is legitimate for police work, but not for our home guardians. So, you know, the muzzle work, to me, is superior, and I think that most people would have to agree it is kind of really seriously necessary if you want a serious dog. And it really changes the game. So there's a course there that you could pay for the Learbergs that I have taken in the past. And there's a little video to watch. Like I said, pay attention to where that dog is biting that dude in the face quite a bit there. And that's kind of what I like to see going on. All right, everybody. Membership is open and available. There's two different levels open right now where you can have access to my how to raise a puppy, whether you're going to do home security work or not. It's man, pretty bomb-proof, great way to start the right patterns on a puppy. I think it's some of the best puppy training out there, to tell you the truth. I got that, and then I got the bomb-proof obedience stuff, you know, what we need for this type of home guardian, auto guardian type and personal protection as well. And all of that is available. And then also this podcast has a lot more podcasts that are on the member side there. You get that with level one membership. You get the puppy course and you get access to all of the members Dogman Underground podcasts. Level two, you get all of that plus then the obedience course. And coming soon, probably in the next 6 months or so, I'm going to have a level three membership here where we're going to actually be doing home, yard, that type of protection. I think we're going to go LLC before I release that. And actually, you guys might have to sign liability. Might have some kind of liability clause or something when I release that kind of stuff. But this will be stuff that are very unique. Poison proofing your dog, working your dog in defense drive. I'm going to be doing some stuff on transference and how to not get bit by your own dog and stuff like that. But the muzzle is king. And so check out that video there. There's another resource if you're looking to take another course. You can do that. And membership is open here as well. Leave your thoughts and comments below and share this on social media. And that really helps out this website a great deal. All right. Peace. Have a great day.